Eugene Meltzner here, inviting you to join today's ensemble of characters and myself for an extended period of discovery, imagination, and exhilaration. Excitement, that is. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey!
Thanks for coming, Mark. Thanks, Brittany. See you at church.
Well, that was fun.
Indeed.
You know, if I was 10, I would definitely want my birthday party at Wits End. Oh, who am I kidding? Can I have my next birthday party at Wits End?
Of course, Wooten.
Woohoo! Okay, well, I better get going.
Well, thanks for all your help, Wooten. The kids loved you.
Oh, thanks. See you guys later.
Farewell.
Bye-bye. Ah, now to get the Jell-O off the window.
Eugene, is something wrong?
Something wrong?
Yeah, the corners of your mouth are pressed down in a I'm too intelligent to pout kind of pout.
Only that I was having flashbacks to elementary school when I was chosen last for kickball teams.
You played kickball?
No, because the last one chosen never actually played.
What are you talking about, Eugene?
Oh, it's not important.
I know what it is. No one wanted to be on your scavenger hunt team, right?
Well, now that you mention it...
Eugene, you named your team the Burying Dung Beetles.
Mm-hmm.
Who would want to be on a team called that?
Well, obviously me, which brings me to an important conclusion. Children do not like me.
What?
That's not true, Eugene.
Alas, Mr. Whittaker, I believe it is. So perhaps it is for the best that Katrina and I cannot have children.
Oh, now,
wait a minute. I wouldn't connect anything that happened today with whether or not you and Katrina were meant to be parents.
You amaze me, Eugene. You've worked here for ages. The kids love you.
Only because I can make a light bulb work by plugging it into a potato.
Now, Eugene, you're still reacting to what the doctor said.
I'm only speaking from my heart.
I had no idea your heart wasn't as smart as your brain.
Thank you, Miss Kendall. Why is it wrong to admit the obvious? I would have made a terrible father.
Oh, now you can't know that.
I think you'd be a sweet and loving father, Eugene. Granted, your kids would be hyper-intelligent and completely neurotic, but you'd be sweet and loving.
Ah, you're not helping, Connie.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Whittaker. I'm being objective and dispassionate about this. It's a good thing that I will never become a father. Thank you for dinner, Katrina. It is superb.
Mm.
The broccoli spears are especially flavorful.
You're welcome. I meant to ask, do you remember Rhonda?
She teaches at Connellsville Middle School.
She's going to a teacher's conference in Cincinnati, and her babysitter backed out.
Mm?
She asked if I would watch her kids while she's away. This weekend, in fact. Friday through Monday. What do you think?
How many children?
Two, a 7-year-old girl and an 8-year-old boy.
I see. Do you think it's a prudent idea? I mean, coming on the heels of our medical news?
I've thought and prayed about it.
Hmm?
And I decided, if we can't have our own children, why not invest in someone else's? If only for a short time. And it helps Rhonda.
Oh, I understand.
Then it's all right to say yes?
If that's what you want.
Only if you truly agree. I'll need your help.
I'll help you in any way I can.
Oh, thanks, Eugene. I'll call Rhonda right now.
Okay. This should prove my theory once and for all.
Bye, Rhonda.
I hope you have an educational conference.
Thanks for everything, you guys. Bye, kids.
Bye.
So, Kyle.
Yeah?
I've got a few treats on the table if you'd like something to eat. Joy, do you like dried fruit, snap peas?
I like pretzels.
Do you have pretzels?
I don't. I'm sorry.
That's okay. What video games do you have?
Well, actually, I've organized better activities than video games, Kyle. Would you like to see them?
Yes, Kyle. Why don't you go with Eugene? And Joy, you come with me.
Okay.
Very well. Kyle?
So, how many channels do you get on the TV?
TV? Four, I think.
That's funny. You're joking, right?
So what kind of things do you like to do, Joy?
I made a list.
Wow. You filled out both sides. single-spaced.
If we don't have time to make the papier-mâché zoo, that's okay.
We'll try to do as much of this as we can.
Can we start with baking cookies?
That's a wonderful idea.
I have created a list of engaging and educational activities that we can do together.
Like what?
Math games, science experiments, periodic table charades. That last one is simply for fun.
Can we play kickball?
Kickball?
Or baseball. You know, throw the ball around. Maybe try some batting practice.
Why not? Let the humiliation begin right away.
What?
Baseball it is!
This is a bat?
It is, in fact, polyurethane piping. Will that suffice?
I guess. It's kind of like stickball, though we don't usually play with a tennis ball.
Well, that's all I could find.
I'll bat first.
All right, and I'll pitch from over there.
Okay.
Now, I must warn you, I have a deceptively strong arm. I've had my throwing speed measured at 61 miles per hour, which would warrant a traffic violation on the nearby interstate.
I'll try to handle it. It's over the fence! Home run!
Yes, quite a hit. I suppose it's my responsibility to retrieve the ball?
That's usually how it works.
Well, I'll be right back.
Can we put pickles in the cookies?
Pickles?
I like pickles. I like cookies. Why don't we make pickle cookies?
I don't believe the combination of tastes will go very well together. But if you're feeling experimental, then yes, let's put a pickle in one of the cookies.
Great!
First, I'll have to find a pickle. Let me see.
What kinds of music do you like?
Classical, some jazz, mostly hymns. I appreciate all kinds of music.
Why?
The melodies, the harmony, the arrangements. It's beautiful the way they all blend together.
But why?
I suppose it's because of the emotion music evokes. I mean, the way it makes me feel.
But why does it make you feel anything?
Perhaps if I play you a few selections.
Can we make paper dolls while we listen?
If you want.
Right. I'm back.
You were gone a long time.
Well, retrieving your ball proved to be quite an adventure, involving a ladder and a particularly annoyed blackbird. Now, this time I'll change the trajectory and increase the velocity of my throw. I'm sure you'll find this pitch a little more of a challenge.
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go.
Yes! It's going, going, gone!
Oh, my. Farther than the last one. Well, I suppose I'll be off again.
It's been so long since I made these.
I make paper dolls all the time.
You're good at it.
Thank you. But I was wondering, where does paper come from?
Trees cut very thin.
Where do trees come from?
Seeds, just like the flowers.
Where do seeds come from?
From other trees. They blow off of other trees and plant themselves and make new trees.
But where did the other trees come from?
God made them.
Where did God come from?
That is a very good question. I'll get my Bible and then I can show you.
Okay. Where did the Bible come from?
Would you like a pickle cookie?
Are you ready?
No offense, but this is kind of boring.
Huh?
You pitch, I hit the ball, I wait for a long time while you go get the ball.
That shouldn't be a problem any longer. I have soaked the tennis ball in a hardening resin. This will decrease its elasticity and therefore shouldn't carry as far. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right.
It's going, going.
Yes, yes. We know where it's going.
I think it went even farther this time.
That completely defies physics.
Where are you going? The ball's that way.
I'm retrieving my car keys.
I think I pulled a muscle in my brain. How can a girl that age ask so many questions?
Questions? I'm certain I ran over 10 miles retrieving that tennis ball. A soft bed.
She asked me why the oceans are full of water and not milk.
I suggested that he pitch, but then I could never hit the ball and wound up chasing it again.
She wanted to know why God doesn't leave the sun up at night, since we could use the light in the dark. I can safely say I never considered that question.
And we played charades with the periodic table.
Let's go to Wits End tomorrow. That'll be a respite.
Indeed. Always a good place to...
This is it. Wits End.
Wow! This place is awesome!
Come on, this way!
Be safe!
Hi, Katrina, Eugene. How's the babysitting going?
All right, I guess.
Well, the kids don't look unhappy.
Unhappy?
Being with Eugene, I mean.
I don't understand.
Suffice it to say that our weekend foray into childcare has been challenging.
Are they misbehaving?
No, they're great. They just have a lot of energy.
Joy awakened us at 5:30 this morning to ask why birds don't snore.
Well, they're here now, and I'll keep an eye on them. Wooten's here, too, so you can take a break.
Thank you, Connie, but we have...
I'll handle it, Katrina, and I'll tell Wooten.
I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. Well, perhaps Miss Kendall will be able to handle the question about snoring birds.
I'm sure she'll get the opportunity.
And our next stop is the Bible Room. It has displays from lots of different Bible stories.
Is that Noah's Ark?
It sure is. And that's the Wall of Jericho. There's David and Goliath. Oh, that reminds me. Try this.
What?
Stand right over here. Okay, now, I'm going to shoot a mini marshmallow at you with David's slingshot, and you try to catch it in your mouth.
All right.
Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Wow, you did it!
Yeah, my mom says I have a mouth like a cacker's mitt.
Well, she's right. Let's try it again. Now, here it comes. Wow, that is impressive. You're as good as Cal Jordan.
Who's that?
Who's that? Only the world record holder in Wits End slingshot mini marshmallow catching.
What's his record?
47 in a row.
That's easy.
Au contraire, mon frere. I was the slinger that day, and it was brutal. Cal pulled a neck muscle after number 26, but he kept going.
Come on, let's go for it.
Really? You sure?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Moses, how are we going to get across the sea? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert.
Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. I raise my staff and stretch my hand out over the sea. God will divide the water. What?
Mr. Moses, I have a question.
Well, I'm in the middle of...
Why are you using that staff thingy? I mean, if this is God making the Red Sea part, why do you really need a stick?
Well, God told me...
Joy, maybe you shouldn't bother Mr. Moses right now. He's a little busy.
I was just wondering.
Anyway, so I raise my staff and stretch my...
I'm just saying... It seems like holding the staff and stretching your hand is...
Seriously, child. It's gonna take a while to get all of the people and animals to the other side of the sea. You mind if I do a Q&A there instead of here?
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Sorry, Mr. Moses. Please, continue.
I raise my staff and stretch my hand out over the sea.
All right, folks, here it is. Number 48, the world record mini marshmallow in my hand.
We can do this.
Okay, a little silence, please.
Come on, man.
for concentration. Are you ready, Kyle?
Ready.
Okay. Here goes.
Oh, 48! He broke the record! He did it! He did it! Yeah, Kyle!
And here's Joy, fresh from the Imagination Station.
Thanks, Connie. Did you have fun, Joy?
It was a blast.
Okay, Joy, I have to go back to work, so I'll talk to you later.
Can I have a hug?
Sure.
Okay.
It was great meeting you.
Bye, Connie.
Bye.
Why do people hug?
To show affection. Did you have a good time?
It was so much fun.
I wasn't sure about the last catch.
Uh-huh.
It was just to the right, and I was afraid I'd miss it.
Oh, how unnerving.
I heard a lot of cheering from the Bible room. What happened?
Well, apparently Kyle has broken the wits end record for catching mini marshmallows in his mouth.
48. This was the best day I've ever had in my life.
Well, are they both asleep?
No, but they're exhausted.
As am I.
So Joy really enjoyed herself with Connie.
I heard. Wooten had an equal impact on Kyle.
They're good with kids.
Indeed.
I'm glad we took them to Wits End. It gave them something memorable from this weekend.
Yeah, I suppose it did.
Miss Meltner?
Yes, Joy?
May I have another blanket?
Sure, I'll bring you one.
Yes?
My stomach hurts.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Duty calls.
All right, this medicine should help any discomfort.
Thanks. Oh, I always get sick from too much candy.
Oh, I wish I'd known that. Had I been privy to the contest, I might have stopped it.
Oh, this is awful.
Oh. Kyle, is there anything your mother does for you when you're sick?
She sings to me.
Oh, very well. Summer is a coming in, Luda sing cuckoo. Fa la 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 la. How's that?
Great, thank you.
All righty, here is your blanket, Joy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Do you need anything else?
No.
Okay.
I saw her in the back reading a magazine.
Who?
Connie. She told me she had to get back to work, and then later I looked back in the kitchen, and she was reading a magazine.
Well, I'm sure she had things to do in the kitchen, too.
I think she wanted to get away from me. It happens with all my babysitters. I ask too many questions.
Is there such a thing as too many questions?
Do I annoy you?
Of course not. I love your questions, Joy. You're fascinated with the world. You're curious. You look at things from a unique point of view. And God uses those kind of people to change the world.
Really?
Absolutely. Thomas Edison was a curious child, too, and because of that, look what he did. He invented the light bulb. I'm so glad he was curious. Otherwise, we'd be sitting here in the dark, and I wouldn't be able to see your beautiful face. You need to keep asking questions, because that's the best way to get answers.
You're not annoyed?
I'm happy to answer any questions you have. Well, the ones I can't answer.
Good. Because I was wondering, why did God make mosquitoes?
I'm happy to answer any questions you have tomorrow. For now, you need to sleep.
Okay. Night.
Good night.
Well?
I can't decide.
Take your time.
There are 27 flavors to consider.
Actually, 28. Hmm? There's a new one on the board.
Oh yes. I see peppermint has made a return appearance.
Uh-huh.
I'll have a scoop of anything without marshmallows.
I can't decide. How long do I have?
Your mom's picking you up here in an hour.
Aw, but I don't want her to come back yet.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I'm excited to stay here, but I'll be sad to leave you.
Really? Well, I'll be sad for you to leave.
Me too. You guys are cool.
Huh? We're cool?
The best babysitters we've ever had.
Well, thank you.
Oh, that's quite a compliment for someone who is terrible with kids.
Terrible?
Who said you were terrible with kids?
That's goofy. You guys are great with kids.
Well, every theory must be tested. I assumed as a parent I wouldn't be so hot, but it turns out I may be cool.
Eugene? Mm-hmm. How unlike you to use a play on words.
Well, I think Kyle and Joy have brought out the youth in me.
Oh, you talked like that when you were young?
It was a phase.
Well, tell me something, Kyle and Joy. What was the best part of your weekend with Eugene and Katrina? Probably playing with Connie or doing that contest with Wooten, right?
No!
It was when Eugene sang to me because my stomach hurt.
And Katrina told me that God could use me to change the world someday.
Oh, I see.
Point taken, Mr. Whitaker.
Joy, have you decided on a flavor?
Raspberry Ripple, please.
Coming right up.
Katrina, who decided to put raspberry in Ripples?
That's a good question. Mr. Whitaker can answer that.
Well, once upon a time, there was a man named Jebediah Ripples who loved raspberries.
Really?
Maybe.
Aha! You make up the answers. Now, why didn't we think of that?
Because you're too cool.
Are you ready for me to turn off the light?
Let me finish this page.
Very well. The house seems very quiet.
Yes, it does.
It is one thing to engage with children at wit's end. Quite another to have them in one's home.
True.
They're hard work. I can't remember ever feeling that specific kind of tired.
I know what you mean.
It's good to have the house to ourselves again.
Uh-huh.
So, why do I miss them so much?
For the same reasons I do. Okay, I finished that chapter.
Very well. Well, perhaps I'll visit the sporting goods store on Main Street tomorrow to buy a proper baseball set. You know, for the next time.
That's a good idea. I love you, Eugene.
I love you too, Katrina.
In today's adventure, Eugene was convinced that kids didn't like him. Then he was surprised when he was able to make a difference in the lives of two children. But knowing God, that's not surprising at all. Throughout the Bible, God called people to do things they thought they weren't qualified to do. He chose David, a little shepherd boy, to lead a whole country. He chose Mary, an unmarried girl, to be the mother of Jesus. And he chose Peter and John, who were simple fishermen, to be his disciples and change the world. Even Moses, who Joy and Connie met in the imagination station, was called to do something he wasn't qualified to do. The Lord chose him to lead his people out of one of the most powerful countries in the world, even though Moses was a terrible speaker and a murderer on the run from the law. On their own, none of these people should have been able to do the amazing things that they did through God's power. We should never doubt what God can do through his children. He knows best how he can use us to meet others' needs, sometimes in completely unexpected ways. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Child's Play was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Bob Hoos, with sound design by Christopher Deal. Our cast included Will Ryan as Eugene, Audrey Wasilewski as Katrina, D'Artagnan Sloan as Kyle, and Michaela Dean as Joy, along with Jess Harnell, Katie Lee, and Andre Stoika. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.